And I had lots of fun with, you know, I broke arms with Susan Butcher when we got to know. You know, I told Jeff King that too. Because he was there. He was there when we did that, at the board trade.
Mm-hmm.
They had those big round cable spools for tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her about how I broke everybody's arms on the river. You know, I was just, you know, I was pretty strong. I was a gopher for how many years? I was strong. And, so right there, I told her I could break arms, and she said, well, let's break arms. And I said, okay. And so we started getting everything ready, and all of a sudden, everybody in that old bar knew we were going to break arms. And we got out to this table, you know, those thick tables. There's no way you could break those tables. And I thought, you know, I know a lot of tricks on how to beat people in breaking arms. You could suck the man, twist the arms, you know. And so I thought, well, I'll just go straight up with her. So I went straight up with her, thinking, you know, this is going to be no problem. And then we started breaking arms, and I got her right there, and she stopped my arm. And I couldn't move her arm. Then I started thinking, man, I'm in trouble here, you know. And I started trying. I really started putting my strength into it. And my first cousin, Ronnie Atlin, was my handler. And he was there. He was in that bar at the same time. All the dog mushers and handlers were in that bar. So everybody, even Jeff King was there. I put it on Facebook, and Jeff King said, I remember that I was there. So he could verify it, you know. And then I was breaking arms with Susan Butcher, and I had her right there. And I couldn't do nothing. I looked over, and there's my first cousin, Ronnie Epp, and a big shit-eating grin on his face. And I thought, right there, I thought, if I don't beat her and she beats me, I'm never going to have it. So I started putting out, and I started putting her arm down, and then she locked up again right about there.
Wow.
And I couldn't put her down, and I was trying my best. Finally, she gave up, and I beat her. And we were both just totally drained, you know, after the dead rod and all that. And so I said, well, you want to try that? I didn't have enough strength left to try that, you know. But I said, do you want to try the other arm? She said, no. Yeah, so we had fun. Yeah, we really had fun. But that's a competitiveness in the dog mushing world. Every dog musher I know is like that, you know. They figure out how to beat you with their mind if they can't beat you with the dogs. And that's one of the things I learned from my dad is, you know, do it with your mind. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is the best story.
Yeah. That was a great story.
Yeah.